welcome to Relationships 101 Podcast, where we share experiences to help newlyweds and aspiring newlyweds understand the importance of a healthy relationship so that they can thrive in this world called married life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Relationships 101 Podcast. I am your host, Sylvester Wilson.
And I'm your co-host, his better half, Jasmika Wilson.
And what we're going to talk about today, y'all, is...
Today.
Surviving the differences.
Ooh. Ouch.
What's that? Surviving the differences. Well,
funny we talking about that topic this morning.
Yeah, why?
I had to survive you.
And I had to survive you.
But I'm just today.
Yeah.
We were scheduled to record at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
12:07, I'm looking for you.
Okay.
Babe, where you at? Brushing your hair, brushing your face, or something. You was doing something.
Yeah.
But I'm like, babe, we were supposed to be seated and recording at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And it just took everything in me to be like, you know what? I don't want to record no more. Let's just try again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Because we're supposed to be seated and recording.
And so what we're facing here, guys, is someone who is impatient but punctual.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who may be more patient, but less punctual.
Mm-hmm. And we have to survive each other.
Okay.
Let me give y'all a hack, though. Something to do. If y'all got one of those, if y'all set up like this. When y'all have a dinner reservation. Lord, I shouldn't be telling this hack because now you gonna know. But whatever. Set the dinner reservation for 8 and tell your spouse 7:30. And when y'all pull up at 7:30, whisper to the host, we have a reservation for 8 o'clock. I'd rather y'all get there in time and be at peace.
Oh, really?
Then they know the real time of 8 o'clock and y'all get there at 8:30, possibly losing a reservation, and now y'all at odds.
Wow.
You got to dance with these differences, man.
You got to dance with
you
the
gotta
differences.
You got to dance. Because I was show yelling, hey, where you at? Come on, we got to go. We got to go. We got to go. He's just like, all right, I'm coming. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, I'm just going to tell myself in my mind, 12:15, so that I can survive getting his in.
Yeah.
Showing up. Right.
Got to do what you got to do.
Got to do it.
Because, It ain't easy. It ain't easy taking two individuals.
When did you notice that me and you were completely... Because we share a few things that are similar, but for the most part, we are different. When did you notice that difference?
I honestly don't think you notice the differences until there's differences.
Mm.
Like... That's when you notice it.
Because like, in a dating stage, I feel like it's peaches and cream. Like, if you like, babe, dinner at 8, I'm like, okay, I'll be ready. And then we get to dinner at 8:30. But I'm like, okay, cool. They canceled the reservation. Okay, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah,
you definitely. I feel like you suppress what it really is.
But see, that's the thing, too. In those stages, though, right? You might want to think about that. Because what happens in those stages is that we're willing to offer more grace. To that person.
Lord, bring me grace.
And it's like when y'all, you know, when we're together for X amount of years, the level of grace goes down.
But don't, Jesus offered new mercy every day. I was about to say, like, Jesus Christ don't want
every day. Every day. Because guess what? We need it.
Right, but that's, that's a challenge. New grace every day. For the same situation. No, but you improve. So you can't... And I improve too on areas where I'm weak and you're strong. So you can't even say we gotta apply grace every day.
Yes, you do.
There should be some growth along with the grace.
Grace and
so
growth.
That I don't have to keep using all this grace and this person still down here.
Nah, you definitely gotta see some growth.
So normally you probably would have sat down at 12:30. But you've grown in the area that now you kind of sit at 12:08.
You definitely. Let me help you all out. If you have a problem like applying grace, just remember that you need it too. So you're not just giving grace. You ain't just the giver. You're also the receiver because that person dealing with you too. So let's talk about the pros and cons.
Okay.
of differences?
Well, I think we just share one of them. You grow. Yeah. Like,
you grow. Being married to you. That's a pro. That's definitely a benefit.
Being married to you, you love words. Like,
and you love numbers.
And I've grown in my area of communicating how I truly feel because of you.
Yeah.
And you grew to love, know that, dang, I love math. I used to bug that subject.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like, I got a passion for it. Like, I love this. I could do this.
Definitely.
So I think that is a pro.
I've also learned.
Able to grow.
I've also learned boundaries and because I'm more of a, like she said, a people person. I'm more of a, you know what I'm saying? So I'm out there. I'm a nice guy.
Back in, put the hook in, like, babe, you a little too friendly.
But listen, I hate, don't take this no way.
Listen, there's only one heaven and one hell, and the people can't put me there.
Okay, all right. So I'm just saying, on the contrast, on the contrary to that, this nigga don't trust nobody. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not like that. Don't say nobody, babe. Just it takes time. Listen. I just don't give people.
But that's an advantage that I have because I learned that these differences, it's easier. Don't take the easy road all the time, right? The easy road is it's easy to think of that difference as a disadvantage. The differences is not a disadvantage; it's an advantage when you learn how to respect that thing. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that my baby don't trust nobody.
Don't say it like that. I trust people, babe. It just takes time. I trust everybody, right?
I take them at face value. But I've run into instances where those boundaries and not trusting so much could have definitely helped me. And I realized that. And so I'm able to take from her. I'm able to kind of like take from the strengths that she has. And kind of like start to restructure my thing. You know what I'm saying? My personality a little bit. And same vice versa. Have you been able to take anything from my differences?
Right. But I just want to clear something up. No. I did say earlier I don't care about the people. But it's not that I don't trust nobody.
It's cloudy with a chance of
rain. It takes me time. Like, you got to show yourself before I just fully open up or... give, like, trust is earned. It's just not freely given.
Respectably, right.
So, in instances where I challenge people, when you like, babe, you doing too much. Like, why you asking that man 50,000 questions? You gonna run him away just off of... And sometimes you be right. Like,
but then sometimes
out of my lack of trust,
right?
I'm asking all these questions, but I'm really about to run this person away.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you do step in and be like, hey, babe, you pushing a little too hard. Like, get a man some grace. Give him a time. Let him show himself. So we do dance with that very well. But y'all, I trust people a little bit.
A little bit? Is that what you've been able to take from our differences?
Yeah, I'm trusting people a little more.
Okay.
But that, and in another way, that difference with him being that people's person, and guys, I am naturally a loner. Like, I'd rather be with my small circle, don't need a large crowd around me. So when he stepped out and operate in that people, that friendly vibe, it was a challenge for me at first because I'm like, you in too many people face. Calm down. Conversation going too long. You know, you'll try to reel him back in just because of how I am. I feel like you should be conservative. You should be, you know, not so friendly. But that was a difference. I had to grow. And you made me more social. Like, some people probably listen to this like, Jazz line. She knows she friendly. I could easily communicate with her. But that's from
no, you're very that from old. You're, you. You're very...
I've grown in that area. A pro.
You've grown.
I've grown. Definitely. Because 14 years ago, you say hi to Jazz. You're going to get a hey and that's it. And I'm going to keep it moving. Now you get a little more conversation.
I think when you know, I think understanding, getting an understanding of... what that person is bringing and how it connects and what the purpose of it is in whatever it is that you guys are building in you guys' relationship, realizing that, wait, that's something that I don't have. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have it, what could I be missing out on? Right? What could my life be missing out on because I don't have this particular, because I'm kind of like weak in this particular area. Even in business and when you're building teams, like corporations and people who are smart, they build.
They hire their weakness.
They hire their weakness. You know what I'm saying? So
but why in marriages, we run away.
We run away from it when we see somebody that's bringing something that we don't have. That's so crazy. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? If you're really trying to win,
that's crazy.
Then you should be hiring your weakness too, or connecting with somebody who doesn't, who has something that you don't have naturally. You know what I'm saying? That way you build a, I think that's a power couple.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a power couple. Right?
That's how these businesses are in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
By hiring their weaknesses and focusing on their strengths.
Yeah.
So you allow me to operate in my place of strength, and I allow you to operate in your place of strength. And that's how, yeah, we're a team behind this media thing. I'm gonna make sure the number's right, the page is in order, and it look orderly. This the media guy. He the one behind producing the content. Like, that's his lane. I let him flourish in it. I do offer suggestions, which sometimes, speaking of differences, sometimes we kind of got to dance there, because it's like, mm-hmm. I could be like, nah, babe, them hearts look crazy right there. And he's so passionate and, you know, did all this, put in all this work, that he kind of get offended. So like I'm crossing a boundary.
All that work I did, girl, what are you talking about?
So I be kind of crossing a boundary in his strength, but he got to compromise.
Definitely.
And I got to make sure I effectively communicate instead of just being, because sometimes, y'all, my words are very few. So I just say, nah, that heart look crazy. Instead of just taking more.
Having more empathy.
Yeah, like take in my mind.
Being
telling
more
myself,
compassionate with the way that you're relating.
Right.
Whatever this.
Because it can be offensive.
Is that
you're
bringing.
You just put in all your work and your strength and I just come and shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, what? You're
that
you're,
take work. That's why we say marriages work.
You're strong. Marriages work.
Marriages work.
Your strong suit is numbers. So that's just like you done ran all the numbers, paid all the bills, and you got the budget for the next. And then I come in there and just tear that crap apart. Like, oh, nah, babe, this look. We gotta do better.
That sound like a fight.
You see what I'm saying?
That sound like throw the whole book
to
the ceiling and tell Jesus to take the wheel. You pay these bills.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, because I it's those parts, because if that's your strength, then you're definitely and naturally gonna be more
protective
over that area
and
of your life.
You're gonna easily be offended
if somebody has something to say about it, right?
But we still can grow in our areas of strength. We're not like even though that's my strength, you could offer another perspective in it that could cause me to grow further in my strength, and vice versa. So,
so it's not like it's not forever. Like, differences are not forever. I can honestly say that. Now, after 14 years, and I ain't saying it take all that, but it just might take that. As it goes, right, we are not as different as we once were. Like, there's a lot of things that's still different, but then we also are a lot more similar.
We're becoming at one.
Than what we were before. You know what I'm saying? How about we talk about what are some ways to find out these differences? Like, remember we did these assessments.
Right, but that's later. That's not when we offer the coaching. We're gonna do that with.
But them. That's still a way. That's
so
still
that's
a tool.
That's the structural part of me coming in and saying, "Hey, babe, you getting off track."
No, I'm just saying.
It's a tool that we'll later share with you guys. The timing of it isn't right. That's my thinker who thinks of head. That's another difference of ours. He could see his life in the next 5 years. And when he presented to me, oh, that's a big one. That's another one. When he present those ideas to me, because I'm like, you know, what's the word I want to use? Not orderly. It's just I want stuff done in time. Yeah, more structural. So when he come to me with a 5-year vision, he could take it as I'm not supporting him or I'm giving him pushback because in my mind, I'm looking at a timeline of things. And I got to compromise in that area, too. I just can't say, oh, I don't want to hear your story because you 5 years ahead of me and I'm trying to make sure we meet 90-day marks, right. 1-year marks. It's just a matter of compromising.
Yeah.
So we got this thing where he got to say, bae, I'm not talking about what we're going to do right now. But this is an idea that I think in the near future, or he'll put another time frame on it, this is something we may consider. So communication, I think we need to refer them back to those other episodes of communication and compromising, yeah. Because those are needed in those weaknesses. And in those, you'll find an assessment on, I think it was on that was the love language.
That was the love language. Too,
but the other assessment is for later.
Right. So, I mean, we ain't got to go into exactly what that is, but just saying that taking assessments and assessing what these differences are helps. Mm-hmm. Right,
they gonna see the difference too. Like, I don't think that's why I said earlier. Do you see it when you dating? I don't think you gonna see it. Like,
you gotta be intentional though. No, you gotta be intentional about seeing it though. You really do, because you busy trying to look right. You know what I'm saying? Trying to sound right, trying to smell right, trying to act right, and you're not really paying attention to the cracks. You know what I'm saying? And this person's character that you should be listening to. You should be watching.
Or maybe they could see it. Maybe they could see it when they realize, I'm giving this person more grace. This would have pissed me off.
Mm.
Just being real with yourself.
Right.
Like if you, when we were in our dating stage, if you be like, I'd be there at 8 and you was coming at 8:30. Telling myself like, okay, this is something he do. Like, you're going to apply grace while you're dating, but just notice and know that this is something that's going to piss me off. Mm. Or this is something that do piss me off.
Right. What's the rule to, what's that business mantra? Fire fast, higher, slow. Is it fire fast, higher, slow?
Fire fast, higher, slowly.
Right. So I like to say that, you know, that's something that we could also probably try to apply in those dating stages.
Get rid of them niggas quick.
Right? In those dating stages, fire fast, hire slow. So if you see what this person done, this is when you got your stuff together, though, when you're being intentional. You got the questions that you need answered about this person, right? Or any person, already written down. Run it to them. You ain't got to run it to them like you actually, they ain't got to know what you're doing, right? Let that thing flow in the conversation. But have those questions. You need to know all this stuff about this person before you know, whether you want to move on to another level with this person. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But if they done crossed off too many of your red flags, man, fire fast, hire slow. You know what I'm saying?
Then you hired me?
You sure went through the application process.
I had to be hired.
Yeah, you went through
that. I'm a hired wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure y'all check those benefit packages too. Since we hiring and firing. Make sure the benefit packets. Make sure they right. Don't be.
They right.
Make sure they right.
They right.
Since y'all getting hired and fired around here. Hey. They right. I'm still here, y'all. 14 years later.
Healthcare. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you got it all.
Retirement. All that.
Mm-hmm. All that.
All that.
And make sure it ain't a toxic work environment. Who wants to work in that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Make sure that stuff ain't toxic.
Make sure. So.
Okay, I am now officially a hired wife.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You've been here how long already?
14. Married 14 years.
So she done definitely been
I know we probably
promoted
probably
a few times.
Looking at us like, these kids, y'all been married about 2 years. What y'all got to tell us? 14 years, y'all. It'll be 15 in January. We climbing. We growing.
And if you continue, I can see another promotion in the near future.
Hey, listen, women hire and fire too. Now we got that same power. I mean, we got that same power,
I'm secure.
They can say no.
You know what I'm saying?
They can say yes or no to that ring too, baby.
I feel like my position is secure.
You're secured.
I see. I learned on the job.
So now we own the job training.
Yeah. You feel me? Yeah.
Y'all, we ain't gonna hold y'all too long, but we did just want to share our personal story and our personal journey of being married to our opposite. We have, like he say, we're now at a stage where our differences ain't that much, but in the beginning, y'all, there were a lot of differences. Whether it was how we communicate, because your girl, communication was not her thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad. Don't talk to me. That's it. That's how I communicated in the beginning. But that is immature. That, who can survive in a marriage like that? Not communicating how I feel. So I used his strength and learned from his strength to communicate, talk more, speak more, verbalize.
Yeah.
To make it through.
Beautiful. Any new places you going?
What is Mama Hawks?
Mama Hawks?
Is it Mama Hawks?
Mama.
So at the end of all of our podcast episodes, we like to share somewhere we're going or something we're trying because we believe that we should date. Married people should date each other. We already parenting. We already workers on people's job or workers for our own business.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, we got to be intentional about going on a date, letting your hair down.
Intentional.
Eating, drinking wine or whatever.
And
dance a little bit, right. Laugh a little bit, smile a little bit. But I believe tonight we're going to Mama Hawks.
Mama Hawks or Mama something. It's a keep, what they call it? A sleep. One of those private places, like when you go somewhere and it's like, it look like a regular store, but then there's a secret door that leads you to a whole club in there or something.
You like, gonna tell me a secret tonight?
It's,
that's why you booked that place for me?
Nah, yeah.
You got a secret? I won't tell. Sorry. But we going to a secret place, so let's see if he tell me a secret tonight.
Yeah, let's see. I'll show you a secret better than I can tell you one. So, let's...
let's conclude today's podcast and we'll let y'all know how that place was down in the comment section. We hope that you guys enjoyed today's talk.
And subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Share. If you got anything out of this, share with a friend. You know what I'm saying? If you married, listen, support somebody else that's married. Share it with them so that they can get up on this here game. You feel
and embrace me? Y'all differences. Let's grow.
Yeah. Peace. 101.
Welcome to Relationships 101 Podcast, where we share experiences to help newlyweds and aspiring newlyweds understand the importance of a healthy relationship so that they can thrive in this world called married life.